Pill testing, a discussion about the decriminalisation of personal drug use and an end to the use of police sniffer dogs. Just some of the recommendations made by the New South Wales Deputy Coroner, who today handed down her findings on the deaths of six young people at music festivals. Magistrate Harriet Graham also said higher visibility and punitive policing operations had inherent dangers and few, if any, benefits. Our reporter Julia Holman joins us now from the Lidcombe Court in Sydney, where the findings have been released. Julia, good afternoon. Can you tell us, firstly, a bit more about the coroner's recommendations?
Oh, hi, Thomas. Well, the Deputy Coroner, Harriet Graham, she said it had been an extremely painful experience for all six families who lost young people at music festivals in the past year or so. Now, what she said today in handing down her recommendations and her findings is that the New South Wales government needs to look with fresh eyes at how to reduce the harm that is caused from drugs. Now, her findings were broad, but some of the main ones include pill testing trials. She says a pill testing trial needs to begin almost immediately in time for the summer music festival season. She says the pill testing should happen not just at music festivals, but also that there should be a community-based pill testing facility that should be established to trial whether this would improve the situation and help to reduce harm from drugs. She also wants major reform to policing. She said that sniffer dogs cause individuals to panic ingest their drugs or to take the drugs in an even more dangerous manner than they otherwise might have been planning. She said that the heavy police presence, often very visible at the front of music festivals, also has a similar effect. People preload their drugs in an extremely dangerous manner, and some of the people who died and whose deaths she was investigating had engaged in this practice. She also says that the practice of strip searching should be very much changed. At the moment, people are strip searched if they're suspected of being in possession of drugs. Now, what the deputy coroner has said is that people should only be strip searched if they're suspected of supplying drugs, and only then if there aren't more suitable methods of detecting the drugs available.
Right,
on the more broader issue, she also says there should be a drug summit where the issue of decriminalisation should be on the table as a way to potentially look at ways we can minimise the harm that drugs are doing.
Right, now, I mean, looking at these recommendations broadly, that would require a major shift in the state government's policies on drugs, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. I mean, the New South Wales government has already said that they are very opposed to ideas such as pill testing at music festivals, and that police are there for an important reason. So indeed, these recommendations very much go against the grain of where the New South Wales government stands on this issue currently is.
Right, so families of some of the young people who died have spoken. What did they have to say?
Yes, outside the coroner's court, we've heard from the family of Alex Ross King. She was a 19-year-old who died earlier this year. Now, her mother, Jenny Ross King, she praised the coroner's findings a short time ago.
Firstly, my utmost respect for the coroner. What she has done here is going to save someone's life. That is, if our elected officials take on these recommendations. And I think for me, the next step is what's next. Let's start to implement these recommendations. And as Mick just suggested, pill testing immediately.
Jenny Ross King there. And before that, Julia Holman reporting from the Coroner's Court in Sydney.